For Tuesday, the 6th of April, 2021, this is TabletX Games, episode 209. Looks like it's been a couple of weeks since my latest installment of this here podcast, or journal, whatever. I thought I had done an episode after the last season ended, but I don't think I did. At least it doesn't look like it. So, quick update on that. I think I mentioned that I wasn't sure if I was going to take the time to push up and try to get into Mythic again. But I did in the end. I took my Temurturns deck and also a Gruul quest. Gruul Adventure deck that I had since before that's been pretty good. So I used those two, mainly the Temurturns deck, the adventure creatures with Alcide's... what's it called? Alcide's Bounty? No? That's not right. Wow. All of a sudden I lost the name of the... of the card. What's that card called? Usually don't lose track of these things, but Alcide's, is it Alrun's Epiphany? That's it. Alrun's Epiphany. There it is. Alrun's Epiphany and Sark Coming. And you have the Goldspan Dragon in there as well. But anyway, yeah, so that I picked that up, and I was able to move fairly quickly from Platinum up through Diamond and into Mythic with a day or so to spare, I think, half day maybe. So I got there in the end. But after the reset, haven't been really in a hurry to push up again. I was listening to Covert Kablu. I was watching one of his videos, and he was mentioning that he was got kind of burned out because last season he pushed back in or pushed into Mythic early, and then the whole month was just bouncing up and down between the numbered spots and the percentages as he was playing around with decks doing his show. And I guess he's right. Usually I'm not in a hurry. I usually do it at the end of the season, do the push, if I do. I've made a good decision on that most of the time. But we have Starheim coming up here in less than 2 weeks, so a week and a half about. So I'm thinking I want to, if I'm going to try to push back into Mythic, I'll do that with the Temurturns deck now while the meta is fairly stable, and I can probably do it reliably. And then I can focus on Thornheim and play some Limited when that comes out. I've been saving up my my gold from the daily challenges, so I have a 14 or 15,000, I think, at the moment. So I'm planning, like last time with Kaldheim, I'm planning on using that for some Limited play. We'll see if it is more fun than Starheim. I didn't think it was all that fun in Kaldheim for whatever reason. But we'll see. It's fun to get that change of pace. So gonna give that a whirl. So I've been continuing playing around with the Colossal Plow and the what's it called? The ox? Gigantic ox? Anyway, the ox and the Colossal Plow decks. So I mentioned last time, I did that scoop stack and a variant on it, a Mardu version. I didn't have that much success with it. I found that a lot of times I had mana issues because of the three colors and the fact that you need, you need double blue or double red and double black to play the Kroxa. It felt like I often had that white mana that you get from the plow. And I wasn't always able to use it. So I started thinking about if I could make a monocolored, a white deck, or at least a deck that was mainly white, so I could really use that mana. And I ended up on a variant, an Ugin deck, as I'm prone to do, one of my favorite cards in this current set of cards this current year of cards, I guess, from core set 21 and onward. So I made a mono white with a fair amount of artifacts, and I've been waffling back and forth between having it as a Yorion deck and not. So of course the core is four Colossal Plows and four Giant Oxes, and then the idea is to the perfect curve, if you can get it right, is to play the Colossal Plow on turn two. On turn three, you play the Giant Ox. You accrue up the Colossal Plow. You attack. Of course, now you have, since it's turn three, you have an extra mana from an extra land, hopefully, as well as the three mana that you get from the attack with the plow. So with that, you play a Solemn Simulacrum. I went ahead and bought two more, so I had a full set. I only had two before. So you play that. This is also on turn three, which will give you a fourth land. On turn four, you now have five lands, and you attack again, hopefully, with the Colossal Plow. Hopefully, you just still have the Ox around. So you can attack with the Plow, maybe with the Simulacrum, if that's possible. And now you have the five mana plus the three extra, and you can play Ugin. So turn four, Ugin is pretty sweet deal if you can get that working. And from there, well, usually you have control of the game. So this works really well in the 60 card pile that I first made. You can pretty consistently at least get the Colossal Plow and the Ox going on turn three, and then hopefully also play a Solemn Simulacrum. Maybe you won't have your chance to play the Ugin next turn. Maybe the Ox or the Plow has been taken out, or what have you. Or you miss a land drop or something. But I found that this deck really doesn't work against rogues. And I was encountering a fair amount of rogues. So in my frustration with that, I couldn't really figure out a good way to fight them off, because there's not really any good escape cards in white, and there's none in the colorless or artifact. So the easy solution there is, of course, to put another 20 cards in there and make it a Yorion pile. So, of course, the drawback there is that you're not going to have the consistency. Sometimes I don't even see the plow or the ox, just playing some of the other cards. Luckily, it's a pretty good Saga Yorion deck. So it works out. It can work out pretty well anyway. And I've had pretty good success with it. At least, I mean, I'm currently at 55% win rate. So that's fairly good. I mean, it's above 50, so that's okay. It's not nothing special, but yeah, this deck is a lot of fun to play. So I stick with it just for that. So in this iteration, it has four Stone Coil Serpents, four Plows, like I mentioned, and four Oxes. It has four Maze Mind Tomes to help with that smooth out things along the way. It has four Rune of Sustenance, which I also had in the 60 card pile, that helps get you some life back. It gives you an extra draw. And the nice thing about the rune is that, as opposed to auras or equipment that won't stick to the plow when it's not a creature, the rune actually does, because you can enchant any permanent, and then it actually functions as you would expect, because it becomes a creature. When you use it. So you can really get some nice life gain going there. Six life gain from the plow with the Rune of Sustenance, as well as the three that you get for just attacking. So just consistently attacking with the plow, if you're able to do that, and just not caring about blocking, can be an actual strategy. Of course, I have four Birth of Melodies, because I want a ramp quickly. Also, a good blocker and some life gain is also always good, and it filters out some lands to help with the chances of getting the cards you're looking for. For Banishing Lights, I have four Search for Glory in here. I replaced all my basic planes with snow-covered planes, so you get some extra life gain there, and you can also help there with to dig for whatever you need. Well, you can't dig for whatever you need, but you can dig for snow permanents. Don't have any in here, actually. Well, I do, actually. I have Faceless Havens, two of them. But you can also go for land, so any land is a possibility. Or actually, no, it's just snow permanents, so snow lands, but most of my snow lands are that. Or you can go for a legendary card or a saga. So either grab a Birth of Manatees if you need that ramp, or Forsaken Monument, for instance, or Ugin. It's probably the most common ones. Or Elspeth, Consecrator's Death. I have four of those as well. Then one card that you can't dig for, but that I have four copies of, is Emiria's Call. So that functions, of course, as a land. You can use it as a tapped land or a bolt land in a pinch. Usually what I'll do is I'll play that on turn one, since I don't have any one drops. And then, unless you count the Stone Cold Serpent, but I tend to not play that on turn one. but then, of course, you want to play Emiria's Call when you have seven lands. If you're not quite at the Ugin level, you can play that. Or if you already have Ugin in play, it's a nice little 1-2 punch, Ugin, and then Emiria's Call the turn after. Then besides the, I have 12 snow-covered planes. I have four Castle Ardenvale. I've yet to actually use it to create a human. I keep thinking I'll have all this mana left, but usually I have other ways of using it, so I haven't really used that. I have four Radiant Fountains, one Field of Ruin, two Faces Heavens, as I mentioned, and a single Crawling Barrens. I found like Crawling Barons is nice to have in there because it's not always that you want to attack with your animated land, but sometimes you have mana over and you can push put that into to push to boosting up your Crawling Barons for a future attack. It's a bit uneven, the deck, because I have a 55% win rate, 52 on the draw, and 45 on play, which doesn't sound like it makes sense. There's something strange there. But definitely better on the draw than on play, which is interesting. But of course, I don't have a one drop, so I guess that's maybe that is part of it. But I find that really weird, actually. But I guess I need that extra card most of the time, it seems. But usually it's the other way around. So that's the main version of the deck. And it's a lot of fun to play. Like I said, it's not it doesn't do great against the rogues, which are really the bane of my existence and many others, I guess. But it does fairly well against most decks. Also, I've had some problems against mono white because usually they're quicker and they have life gain as well. If I don't get my Ugin out, usually dead, so I need to get that out quickly. I've also had not had that much success against Orzhov decks, white and black decks. And the Salt Tie has also posed some difficulties, as well as Mono Red. So that sounds like a lot, but it seems I've been meeting a lot of other variants that I'm doing better against. Like Golgari, I do 63% against Gruul, 60%, Mono Black, 75%. Mono Artifacts, I've had a few of those, 100% win rate against those, as well as Celestia, I've done 100% against as well. And I meant, oh yeah, I've met a couple of five color decks. They've been what are they called? Oh shit. I forgot the name of the card type. What are they called? Not temples, it's something with an E. I can't think of the name right now. But they're the enchantments that there's one of each color plus one multicolored, and they get better with each one that you have. Anyway, I've had problems against those decks before, but with this deck, it's not a problem at all. I've won every game. Also, Simic, I've won every game, and Abzan, I won every year as well. So yeah, that's a fun little deck that I've been toying around with. I made some variants as well. Tried to make some Lurrus variant with just two drops, since just like with my Mardu one, but just mono white. Haven't really found the balance there. There's too many different cards that I want in there. And when things go bad, they really go bad. So nothing nothing spectacular in that on that front. But yeah, so I've been experimenting with that. I've also done some experimenting with some, what is that called? Maskwood something. Let me bring it up here. Maskwood Nexus, yeah. So I made a variant of the deck, another Colossal Plow Giant Ox deck, but with Maskwood Nexus, trying to figure out a good way to use that ability. I got a couple of Circle of Loyalty, which I've never had. I've seen them every now and then, but never got one myself. But I had a couple of Mythic Rare wild cards, so I decided to splurge and get these to play around with. So it's that legendary artifact from Eldraine, which costs 4 and 2 white. And it reads, the spell costs 1 less to cast for each knight you can draw. Creatures you can draw get +1/+1. Whenever you cast a legendary spell, create a 2/2 white knight creature token with vigilance. And you can pay 3 and a white to tap and create a 2/2 white knight creature token with vigilance. So yeah, I've been playing around with a variant with all kinds of different cards in there. Felidar Retreat and also the Griffin Airy, trying to create a lot of little creatures. Hopefully with the Maskwood Nexus in play, so they will count at night, so I can play the Circle of Loyalty, boost them up. I managed to do that once or twice, but I haven't been super successful, so just something I've been playing around with, but it's not probably not going anywhere. Okay, well, I've been talking for quite a while. I need to wrap up, and I'll do that right now.